This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's talk, we're talking about new choices, better life. What are the choices that you're going to be making this year? What are some things that you're going to do this year to make some changes in your life? I know we've been talking about this New Year stuff a lot because, you know what, it's a new year, and that's why we're doing it. Because it's the time and it's the place, and we might as well talk about it when it is right now. I found that many of us have to make some choices and some changes, whether it's with our health and wellness, whether it's with our relationship, our marriage. Maybe we're living with somebody. Maybe we need to work on our friendships and our relationships with the folks that we care about or we act like we care about, but we might not always show that. You know, another thing is that we need to work on our personal goals, our personal successes, and really be able to focus that because a lot of us haven't really looked at that as well. And so there's a lot of things that we need to work on. There's a lot of things that we want to get into focus this year. And there's a lot of things that we want to create as our new reality. And so let's work on that and let's work on it together. Joining me later, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app. And the Connection app is an app that actually helps you to help your marriage, help your relationship, you know, grow together, work together. Because I find that many of us, well, we take our relationships for granted. And I know you don't want to hear that, and I don't want to hear that, but we do. It's just the way it is. We take the things for granted that we always had. You know, it's like when you have a job and you love the job and everything's great, and then all of a sudden something happens and it goes south and you go, man, that was the best job I ever had. Can't believe I let that fall. Or the marriage. When people say, well, I didn't even see it coming. But did you not see it coming, or did we just not work to better that marriage and to work it out? Don't forget Liz London. Liz is the CEO of Art for Your Cause. And Art for Your Cause is an amazing group because it's an online portal. You go to artforyourcause.com. And the coolest thing about it is that it has artwork that you can buy and products that are made from original works of art, you know, whether it's t-shirts or yoga pants or whatever it is. And all these products, a portion of the proceeds goes to the charity of your choice, whatever that is, and also the portion goes to the artist that created the original work, which is so cool. Because a lot of times in charity, right, the artist gives away their work, but the artist doesn't get any money for it, and that becomes a problem. Joining me in studio today, Reggie Harvey. Reggie Harvey is the author of Anatomy of a Patient, and what's so cool about Anatomy of a Patient, it's an amazing book, and it's based on trying to, well, overcome situations, going through a medical situation without any previous knowledge on that, and very little help. I mean, Reggie went through a lot of different things throughout this process and awaiting a transplant, and he is dealing with different things, different realities. He's seeing things differently, and he's being able to recognize those things differently. And so for anybody that's going through waiting on a transplant, for anybody that's actually walking through it themselves or a family member or going through a major health scare, this is definitely a book, Anatomy of a Patient, that you want to see. So don't forget Anatomy of a Patient. Also, like I just talked about earlier, artforyourcause.com, amazing organization directed by Liz London, and also the Connection app, which is amazing to help you. So you can go to the Connection app, go to AshleyBurgess.com and click on that ad for the Connection app, and you can actually just download it for free for as long as you want. And the coolest thing about it is it'll help you to connect your relationships, and later on as you become a member, you can actually be entered into a contest to win a trip, a Caribbean trip, for you and your mate, your spouse. Okay, so today we're talking about new choices. What are the new choices that you're going to make this year? What are the things that you're going to choose to make changes to in your life? And I know that I have decided on certain changes that I want to make, certain things that I want to incorporate. And I know it's going to take time, and I know it's going to take effort, and it's going to take discipline, and it's going to take motivation, right? That's the key. Those are the key ingredients that it takes. And I know that there's certain health and wellness things that I want to create in my life. I know there's certain things that I want to do in my life, and there's certain augmentations that I have to make to my time schedule to make that a reality. You know, Reggie, we've been talking about this new year. We talked about it back in December. We talked about upcoming to it. We talked about it just last week. You know, when you're thinking about that recommitment to certain things, when you're thinking about health and wellness or personal goals, you know, what comes to mind for you?
Well, I always think about the quip, I'm going to think outside the box. And that's always a joke for me because most people don't know where the box is. So how are you going to think outside of it if you don't know where it is or if it's moving or stationary? What I mean by that is, take for example, when I wrote Anatomy of a Patient, I didn't know what message I really wanted to share about the experience I was facing. And my editor was brilliant, wonderful lady, Joy Strickland. She said this. She said, why don't you start with examining the relationships you had with key people in your childhood? And what she meant by that is those relationships built my box, the box that I live in, the box that I'm comfortable in, the box that I nest in. So if I'm going to make new choices, I need to understand clearly where I am and how I got there so that the constructs I use to build new choices don't repeat old habits, as Arnold mentioned a few weeks ago. So when you understand how you got to be the person you are, it makes it a lot easier to cut through the noise and decide, you know, I'm going to try something that really is different for me, and this is why it's different for me. It's not a question of good or bad, Ashley. It's just, it's different, and I know why it's different. I understand why it's different. And it doesn't challenge or threaten anything that is my foundation. So I recommend to people, take a look at how you got to be the person you currently are, and how does that differ from the person that the universe sees you growing into becoming. And then it'll be a lot easier to decide what steps you can make that are going to be new and invigorating.
I love that. And it's so true because it's about being better than we were yesterday. And in this situation, being better than we were last year.
Exactly.
And it's key. And I know that some of you go, well, I got all this stuff on my plate, Ashley. You know, quite honestly, I don't even know how I can even think about more personal goals. But, you know, heck, we got to. It's time. It's the time and place to really focus on this. It's the time and place. And you have this 1 hour to really focus on it today and really focus on that. And I think one of the best things you can do right now is just think about what are some things that I really wish that I would have created, done, worked on, you know, actually taken care of last year. What are some of those things that I feel are hanging over my head? And I think all of us have those things, and I'm telling you straight up, I worked on health and wellness all last year, but one of the things that I realized personally is that there were certain things that I wasn't doing, okay? And many of you know that I'm a life coach and therapist, and I see clients all day, and it's great, and I love working with clients, but when you're working with about 8 or 9 clients a day, which is wonderful, there needs to be a break. And I realized that one of the things that I wasn't doing is I wasn't giving myself enough of a break during the day to get revitalized myself. I wasn't taking the time to go eat. Maybe I would sit at my desk. And sitting at my desk is fine. That's not a big deal. But I wasn't really structuring my downtime properly. And one of the things that I just started putting into my schedule just this week is that I was actually taking 45 minutes out between my 8 hours of therapy sessions, 9 hours, and I went and worked out. Now, I can't do the core exercises because many of you know that I just got my gallbladder out, but I can do cardio, and I felt great. And then I came back to my desk, and I ate like I usually do, and that's something that I hadn't been doing, but it really helped to take the stress level down. And Reggie and I have been talking about, you know, what can we do? What are some of the things we can do right now in our life to take some of that stress out? What are some of the ways that we can cut out some of the fat?
Well, I think, as I was saying, in taking an assessment of your status, I believe in lists. I believe in tactile interaction with myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying make a list of the assets and the tools and the relationships and opportunities that you're aware of, but you've never really picked up. You never done anything with them. You know, you tell people, oh, we need to get together, but you never do. Out there for a year happened a couple of weeks ago. Wonderful lady, and we had drinks at a fabulous historic place here called the Warwick Melrose, the library. Inside, it's beautiful. It was built in 1924, and we sat in that environment and just talked for 2 hours. And I really listened to her and what she had to say, and I realized while we were having that moment why hadn't I bothered to make time for this all last year? But it was a conscious effort to, I'm going to get this done, and I'm going to get it done before January's up. And we just did it. She had a great time. I had a great time. So it's like, it didn't have to be anything big, but you know the things you've procrastinated doing. You know the things that you've sort of said for politeness but didn't really mean. So that's what I'm saying. Get a hold of that and decide, okay, I'm going to take a chance. And I'm just going to make this happen. I'm going to commit. It's not going to be a big deal. It's not going to be arduous. It's not going to be painful. It's going to be fun. And we're just going to let it happen. That was a start. And the result of that is I have a new relationship that I had put on hold for almost 2 years. It was just that easy. And surprisingly, she showed up, happy to be there. And it was a place she had never known about. It was some place she wanted to tell her friends and her colleagues at work. A place she had driven by for years, didn't even notice it was there. So it was just sort of like taking a fresh breath, a breath of fresh air, and saying, I'm going to stop and turn that rock over.
I like that. And see, that's what we're talking about today. So everybody that's listening to the show, what are those things that you put on the back burner? What are those things that you wake up in the morning? This is what I do. I don't know about you, but this is what I have a tendency of doing. Is I wake up early in the morning and I remember something I haven't done. I remember something that, and it's normally not something that was just like yesterday. I mean, like I woke up the other day in a panic about the trash at the office, which was funny, but we're not going into that today. Yes, there will be a sign on the back door at the office that says trash day is Thursday morning. That is a small incremental change. I know that that's, you know, some of you might think it's asinine, but honestly, this is something that has to be done. Okay. But I woke up the other day and I realized there were certain things that I hadn't taken care of that literally, it's almost like they went through my fingertips last year. And I said, how did I not see that? How did I not? But you know what? I guess it wasn't the right time. And so now, I don't want y'all to beat yourself up. So what I'm saying is some of you might go, Callie, you know Ashley, you know Reggie, you know Arnold, you know Liz. I didn't get what I needed to get done last year. Well, is that the case? Or is it more the case that it wasn't the exact right time to jump into that? And so we don't need to beat ourselves up about the things we didn't do. Isn't it about let's figure out what we can do now to make those changes? Like Reggie's talking about, that new friendship. You know, like putting it off on hold. Because many of us, we only have so much bandwidth. And you really do. And there's so much happening now in our world, especially right now, especially yesterday and tomorrow and the next day and the next year. There's going to be a million things happening, and it's going to be hard. And one of the things that I want you to do is to limit that noise. When we return, we'll be talking more about new choices, creating that better life for you. Because it's all about you creating that blueprint for you. It's your architectural blueprint of your actual life. It's not anybody else's life. And just because somebody might have a title that sounds better than yours or they seem to have more whatever, it doesn't matter. You know your life best. You know what you need to do, but you got to take some time and start thinking about what that is instead of leaving it up to other people to decide or following other people or feeling like you're getting a shaft. Okay, so we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about health and wellness, eating, working out, that type of thing, recommitment to our relationships, whether it's our marriage, girlfriend, boyfriend, whether it's our reconnection to our pet. You know, maybe you haven't really been spending time with your dog, cat, bird, monkey. It's time to do that as well, but also your personal goals. Those goals are important because those goals are going to really change our life forever. So let's have some fun today. Let's get into this 2020 thing and let's really live it. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. Well, you know what? I'll be back this time in 2 shades. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work, connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ArtForYourCause.com and start the journey today. want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking new life, new chapters, and a better life. And what are we going to do? What's our new choices this year? What are some things that we're going to choose this year that's different from last? What are some those changes that we're going to create that's going to be different from last year? What are some things that are sustainable? I'm not talking about these one-and-dones. Oh, I want to go in the gym every day. Okay, that's not going to happen. Go to the gym every day, and you haven't been in the gym in 2 years. I'm going to go every day. I mean, you got to think about the things that are going to work. And, you know, Reggie and I have been talking about it. Arnold will be here by phone here in the next segment discussing it as well. But Reggie, you know, right before the break, and actually on our break, we were talking about how you just re-upped your passport. And you just got a new passport, and it's good for another 10 years. Okay, and that's so cool because, like you were saying, 18 months ago, you didn't know if you were going to live for that year.
Exactly, and I didn't expect to have this sort of mind-altering encounter, but I just opened the mail and pulled it out. I'd forgotten that I even had filed for it, and I looked at the expiration date and saw it didn't expire until January 2030, and I thought, oh, my gosh. So the government even thinks I'm going to live for another 10 years.
That's awesome.
This is great. And what are you going to do with that time? I got to do something different than I did the last 10 years. So, you never know what it is. Like you say, it's something small, but it gets your attention and makes you think about exactly what different do I want to do? What new choices do I want to make? And realize that you are always empowered to make those choices, just like Dorothy in the red slippers. She always had her way home. She ran all over the God's creation trying to find her way home. And it was right, she had it with her all the time. So we have a lot of power with us all the time that we don't exercise because of our habits. And we don't even realize, as Arnold was mentioning, that our habits are driving most of the decisions we make instead of our intentions. And so that's a issue about being mindful. We have to consciously remind ourselves every day that we have the power to do something fantastic. If it's no more than just smile at somebody we don't know.
That's true. And it's about making those small, it's the small incremental changes that are real change. I've realized that the big stuff, you know, we can do it, but we have to be really, really consistent with it. The small stuff is what, it's like anything, right? If we want to be more fit, what do we have to do? We got to move around more. If we want to be more fit, we got to make better choices in our foods. Like, one of the things that I've chosen is that I'm going to work out more as far as cardio. I'm still going to work out as much as I was before, but I'm going to do some cardio. And I want to do at least every other day in between sessions so I have a lot of clarity. I can dump some of that stress out, and I can also have a little bit of downtime in between clients so I can really focus. And I think that that's not only a health obligation, but it's also a moral obligation. And I think if we look at these things from different levels, so what is it that you want to do? Do you want to get healthier by eliminating processed foods? Do you want to get healthier by saying, hey, you know what, Ashley, I'm thinking about it. I don't really know if I'm going to go the whole idea of going to get a gym membership and doing this, but what I can do is after work every day, I can go home and take a walk. And I'm not telling you to start taking a two-hour walk, guys, okay? I'm just being honest with you. I mean, I've done this stuff long enough. I've coached thousands of people. I work with people. I know what this is about. The last thing you want to do is setting yourself up for failure right now. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to set up yourself for success. Okay, so what are those small things? Eliminating processed food. What are those small things? I can take a 20-minute walk every other day. Let's try that out. If you want to start and you want to be consistent and you want to actually see real change, you got to start off slow. And one of the things that I was talking about, and I'll tell you about it right when we come back from break, is that if you want to go on a diet, you got to be consistent, but you got to remember you're not going to see weight loss probably for a while, but you got to be okay with not seeing that weight result. You got to be okay with the way you feel and be persistent and perseverance and motivation to believe that it will change and over time it will. Stay tuned. We'll be talking more about better choices, healthy life, better life in this new year of 2020, this new decade really. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard has now acknowledged that it accidentally shot down a Ukrainian jetliner that crashed earlier this week, killing all 176 people aboard. After the government had repeatedly denied Western accusations and mounting evidence was coming forward that it was responsible. The plane was shot down early Wednesday after Iran launched ballistic missile attacks on 2 military bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq.
A magnitude 5.9 earthquake hit Puerto Rico as the island residents are already reeling from a series of major quakes this week, including one Tuesday that was the biggest in a century. Witnesses say the trembler caused concrete debris from damaged buildings to topple into streets, mainly around the southern area. Hundreds of quakes and aftershocks have shaken the island since the new year, according to U.S. Geological Survey data. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about new choices, new chapter, and better life. What do we do to get those What do we do to get that better life? What choices do we make? What can we change? What can we augment? What can we manufacture? What can we do to make those changes? Very powerful stuff. Don't forget the show is sponsored by Art for Your Cause. And check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com. Just click on that page, artforyourcause.com. You see artists, charities, getting along. Nice stuff where artists actually sell their amazing original works. And we can actually give money to charity. The charity gets money as well as the artist. Very interesting. The CEO of that is Liz London. And I love the whole idea because we're bringing art together and we're also bringing charitable causes that are worth supporting. Joining us by phone, Reggie and I are here in studio, Reggie Harvey, and joining us by phone, the creator of the Connection app, also a joining us by phone. Arnold, we're talking today about those new choices, better life, and what choices we want to make, whether it's health and wellness or recommitment to relationships and marriage. How are you doing today?
Ashley, I'm doing great, and this is one of my favorite topics. I feel like I say that every week. You know, Ashley, what you're bringing to the people out there is so great because you really talk about the things that are going to make a difference in their life, and that's why I love being on your show.
Well, I love having you on the show, and you always bring – it's all about perspectives, right? That's the name of the show is Live Your True Life Perspectives. The reason for perspectives, and it's plural, is the fact that there's multiple perspectives, right? And so I love Reggie's, and I love your Arnold, your perspective, because it comes from a unique position, and I think many of us can connect with that perspective.
Thank you. And, you know, I think that when it comes down to choices, ultimately that is, you know, that's our superpower as humans. It really is the key to unlocking everything we want. And, you know, I've got a lot of ambition, so I keep striving. So this is something I've been studying for years and years. Because I don't know if you've ever had this experience where you go to a workshop or a seminar or you read a book and you go, oh, I have the answer. I now know what to do. And you vow, I am going to do this from now on, only to discover like a week, 2 weeks, a month later, you're not doing it anymore. And I was always like, why do we do that? I mean, it's so weird. Like, we know exactly what to do in order to have the life we want, but we just don't do it. Where does it get short-circuited? I just always found that to be so bizarre. And as a young person, I felt so bad because I was like, I know the answer. There must be something wrong with me because I know what to do and I'm just not doing it. Thankfully, after years of research, I've discovered that's just kind of the way humans work. And understanding how to unlock the secrets of how people work really gives you access to helping you make more better choices. Because ultimately, the more choices that you make that are aligned with your goals, the more likely you're actually going to achieve your goals. So I think this topic is just so important.
And it's interesting how you said about alignment, and that's something that a lot of us don't always realize. And that's something that I'm also doing too this year, is that anything that's not in alignment, you know, after I've done some soul searching, anything that's not in alignment with my goals, I think that's one thing that I'm really going to let go of. And, you know, Arnold, when you talk about alignment, and I think people need to understand what that is, what do you consider alignment of goals?
Well, ultimately, the first step is just knowing where you want to go. You know, if you don't have a direction that you're going, then there can't be alignment because there's no draw towards something. So that's the first step. And so when I mean alignment, all I mean is that you're making choices that are going to bring you closer to your goal. You know, you look at the donut, you don't eat the donut. That's a goal that's aligned with not gaining weight. And I think something that Reggie said I think is so important, and this is one of the things that I discovered, which I was like, oh, no wonder I keep making the choices that aren't aligned with what I want. And it really is the vast majority of our choices are ruled by our habits, are like literally automatic. And I became really fascinated. It's like, well, why do people make the wrong choice? Like, how does it happen? Because sometimes you get on a roll, and then all of a sudden you go through a bout where you're like, you start making terrible choices and they kind of compile on each other. I thought, well, what happened? Where was that moment that went from like I'm on top of the world to like the wheels falling off? And so the fascinating thing about our habits is that when we're making choices, any times that we're hungry or if we're angry or if we're feeling lonely or feeling tired, our ability to make, to gather the motivation to make a positive choice is limited. You lose that power. And so then you default to what you've always done in the past. You default to your habits. And so, or the thing that gives you the most gratification in the moment. Those are the battle. Are we making the choice that's right for my future? Am I making the choice that is what I've always done? Or am I making the choice that's going to give me the most gratification in this moment? Every moment through our day, those are the three things that are battling for our choices. And, you know, to make that the one choice win over the other two, well, that's the challenge and why so many people struggle with actually making meaningful changes in their life.
And one thing that I do want to bring up for all y'all out there, and I think that you've already had this voice, is that, for example, let me use the old tried and true working out example. It's interesting how we can want to do something and not do it. We can want to do something, but our mind overrides it. You don't need to work out. You don't need to do this. Oh, it's going to be so hard. You're not going to be able to make it. You're going to be cutting the time too close. It's not going to work. And what I found is that when that little voice of basically putting things on the back burner and putting myself off, not doing the right thing, when that voice comes out, I know that I got to run through that. It's like Red Rover, lad, Ashley, come over. Remember when you were kids and you would play that game and everybody would hold hands and you had to run through the arms and God always hurt. I hated being the one playing that game. It was just as bad as dodgeball. I mean, dodgeball really was not cool either. Like, I'm going to hit you with a ball. You know what I mean? But the whole point of that is to bring up the fact that I realized that I have to run through it. When I start hearing that voice that's telling me that what I need to be doing is not what I need to be doing, I got to run through this. How do you do that, Arnold? How do you run through that example? I don't really need to do that today. Oh, God, I got all this other stuff weighing on me. I don't need to do that. How do you run through that? How do you push yourself? Because I think many people watching the show on social media, listening on live USA networks, or listening on their local affiliate are saying, hey, you know, I agree. I got these goals too, but, you know, I got this voice that's telling me, and I find all these other reasons not to do it.
Yeah, it's so true. Your bed is so comfortable. Like, I usually work out first thing in the morning, and my eyes flutter open, the alarm goes off, and I think, boy, it's comfortable and warm in here. And then I'm like, oh, I could get up and work out right now. And that is rarely the choice that draws my attention, or at least it's not the one that's the most attractive. But one of the things that you can do that really makes a very big difference around your choices is to make it easier and to really have a triggering activity that kind of puts you into that mind. So one of the things you can do, for example, you wake up in the morning is drink a full glass of water. Now, that is a great way to kind of get you woken up. It actually, gets your digestive system going. So it really gets your body starting to work again. You know, it takes it from sleep mode into awake mode. So that's a really simple thing that you can do to actually wake yourself up. But when it comes to working out, try and have something that you do at the beginning, right? So, for example, the night before, for me, I lay out my workout clothes right next to my bed. And so when I get out of bed, I don't think I'm going to go work out. I think I'm just going to put on my workout clothes. I'm going to, in my mind, I play a mental trick on me. I say, that's all I'm going to do. But, of course, after that, then I'm out of bed. I'm dressed for a workout. And so then, off I go. And, you know, it works most of the time. I'm not, of course, humans, like, we fail. But ultimately, what you want to try and have is that 80% of the time you're making the right choice. And if you can get to that level, then, you know, you're doing pretty good. But also be generous with yourself, because oftentimes we don't do it, and so then we go, and we give up. But play the long game. Don't be like, oh, I did it for a weekend or 2 weeks or 3 months. Like, okay, try it for 10 years, and let's see how you do. Okay, keep trying to make that change for 10 years. And, you know, when you think about it in that regard, you think, well, I could probably get a new habit in 10 years. As long as you stay committed. So play the long game, and you're going to be way better off.
That's so true. And it's all about figuring out what you need to do and not worrying about doing it all today. And I like that trickery. I like that, because we have to sometimes trick ourselves and say, you know what it is? I'm just going to put the workout clothes on. But when you actually put yourself, and I think what that example is so good about, is when you put yourself in the position of being successful at something, you can actually do that, and you're actually putting yourself in the uniform of that success.
I like that you were talking about the game, because we sabotage ourselves all the time. And what I mean by that is not making a decision is a decision itself. There's no way to avoid it. So if you decide, well, I'm just not going to do that today, and no harm, no foul. Well, no, actually, you have decided to harm yourself. You have decided to sabotage all the work you have put in. Mm-hmm. That is a decision. There's no way out of it. And I'm not saying to beat yourself up. It's just realize you can't escape the universe. You are in it. You are part of its definition. You are part of its fabric. So, abdicating a commitment doesn't help you. It is actually a conscious decision to hurt yourself. And it could be a conscious, unconscious decision to hurt someone else, because then you're not ready for them when they need you. So all of these things have consequences. And they don't necessarily have to be bad consequences, but they are consequences. So since you have to, you can't get out of the game, you might as well do something positive with it. And excite, keep yourself excited.
I think that's true. Keeping yourself excited is so important, Reggie. And I think that something you said, I think, is so key. It's like the game is how many choices. Every time you make, making that same choice gets a tiny fraction bit easier. And so if you're making one choice, well, then it becomes easier to make the wrong choice. If you're making the right choice, it becomes easier to make the right choice. So every choice counts. Even if you see no results in the outside world. And that's super important, because you can celebrate that choice right there. Even though you don't see, well, obviously you don't lose weight by not eating a donut. You don't gain muscle just by, you know, climbing the stairs one time. Well, a tiny bit. But the point is that every time, every choice, and the more that we can celebrate the right choices, the more likely we are to keep making that choice. So, I mean, every choice counts. People, every choice counts. So just make sure that you're doing the best to just be nice to yourself when you make the right choice.
That's so true. And you're so right about making that choice. And some of the choices we have to make are easier than others. Some choices are difficult. I'm looking at social media right now, and we have Facebook going, and there's some folks have had to deal with toxic people and begin to avoid that and make a new start. You know, some other folks have decided to make different health choices in the morning and really focus. You know, some people are deciding they need to be more mindful and take some more time to be able to meditate and to focus on that. You know, what I see, too, in my practice on a daily basis is that we choose every day if we want to be happy with ourselves. We choose every day if we decide that we feel like we're valuable enough to have self-love. And as I'm on the radio right now, I'm having some texts from clients that are basically in a rock and a hard place right now, and they're creating some of that as well. And we've all created a rock and a hard place for ourselves as well. But we make these choices every day to love ourselves. Do I love myself? Do I care about myself? Am I there for myself? Do I care enough about myself to leave a toxic relationship, no matter how overwhelmed I am? Am I okay with making those changes that I don't know what's going to happen? I am going to be on my own, but can I trust myself to be on my own and to make my own decisions? I mean, some of our choices that we're talking about today might seem smaller than other people's choices. Some people's choices are really large. Okay, am I ready to leave this toxic environment and do it on my own and do the work on my own and go it alone and make it happen? Am I valuable enough? Because I'm asking this question right now, because if you don't do this, like when Reggie was talking about, do you advocate to not do something? If you don't do this, you're showing yourself by every time not doing it that you're not worthy enough. Are you willing to take that level of regret later on in your life? Or do you want to bypass that regret and take the right choice? And the right choice right now might be a lot of work right now, but is it worth it? Because I think you're worth it. I know I'm worth it. I think you're worth it. But do you think that you're worth it? That's the question today. I think that's the deep question. No matter how small or how big, are you worth it to make that change? Stay tuned, because Reggie, Arnold, and myself have some nuggets of information to share with you to make this a reality and to help motivate you to make this a life reality and a life changer here on 2020. So stay tuned. Keep it on this dial. Keep it on this station. And live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, Two Shakes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about making that leap of faith, making those changes in your life in 2020 that you need to make. Some of them are big, some of them are small. Some of them are, I'm not going to eat any more gummy bears this year. Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, go for it. Some of them are like, you know, hey, I'm in a really toxic relationship, and it's bringing me down, and it's making me feel really bad, and it's taking me away from finding my love of myself. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I need to either, you know, I either got to stick in this and have this regret later on down the road, and when I get older, go, gosh, why didn't I get to know myself? Or, you know what, I got to get lonely in my head for a little while, and I got to let go of this, and then I got to find myself, and then I got to basically, you know, be like the phoenix flying through, you know, coming from the flames and rebuilding myself. It's just, none of this happens overnight. You can't just snap your fingers and everything changes. You actually have to put the pen to the paper. You actually do the work. There is no clown's mouth to speak into in the drive-through that says, I want a perfect life and I want it right now. They don't have that. There's no kids' meal for that. So right now we have our nuggets of wisdom. Arnold, I want you to start on your perspective for today.
I could talk about this for about another hour and a half, but just, you know, one of the biggest mistakes or the biggest challenges people have to overcome when making choices is their own identity, like really who they think they are. Oftentimes when it comes to making a new choice, we don't relate to ourselves as that way. For example, like for me, I hate dealing with, I hate is probably a strong one, but I don't like dealing with the finances according to my business. But my friend said to me, just pretend you're a CFO. And what would a CFO do, a chief financial officer do, if you were dealing with the finances? And it's amazing when I put on, like, okay, I'm now the CFO, and I can look at this dispassionately and just deal with it. It's amazing how powerful that is. Or sometimes I, what would a healthy person do right now? Or what would someone who is, penny conscious do right now? And it gives you access to what a choice of someone who you want to be as opposed to who you are. And it's a very powerful way to create yourself. Think of yourself as a new person, because otherwise you're kind of locked into your previous identity.
Powerful. Arnold, thank you so much. That is so powerful, and it's so true. Reggie, lasting thoughts for today's show.
Well, as we were talking, I was saying that being alone doesn't necessarily mean you're lonely. So you should take time to get to know that you are a wonderful person, that you are a fun person. You should be able to have fun with yourself. You should be able to laugh about things with yourself. Watch a movie that uplifts you, or go to a museum, or do some activity, jump on a zip line, whatever it is. But just realize that if people don't show up, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. And you can stop trying to please other people when you are confident that you can have fun with yourself. It doesn't mean that you are conceited or narcissistic or anything like that. It's just that I'm kind of cool. And if the people that I wanted to be with me can't be, I can still go and I'll probably meet some new people. So there's nothing bad about being you. And I think we forget that. So that's what I would say. Take an opportunity, or make an opportunity, to actually get to know who the universe sees you to be. Because the universe reacts to who you actually are in this instant.
So true. That's so true. And it's so deep and it's so real. Arnold, Reggie's perspective, both of which I think are just so powerful. And I have one thing to add to that. Are you ready to be worthy? Are you ready to be the person that you were supposed to be? Are you ready to be at that level like Reggie talks about, like Arnold talks about? Are you ready to say, you know what, I'm worthy. I'm worthy of treating myself well. I'm worthy of being treated good. I'm worthy about putting myself in opportunities. I'm worthy of making choices that better my life. I'm worthy of taking my life into my own hands and make the choices I need, because I'm worthy, because I'm valuable. Are you valuable? I need you to ask that question. And if you say no, well, that's another issue, and that's sad, and we can overcome that. But right now, you know you are. Even if it's in the depths of your heart, you know that you are. And so it's time to make incremental changes, no matter how small they are. Just eating better. Just going to bed at an earlier time. Just getting up and taking a shower. Just doing what you need to do. Just the small things will actually begin to show you that you are worthy by your actions. You can't say you're worthy and not do it. Actions speak louder than words. And guess what? It's all up to you. You're in charge. You are the captain of your ship. I'm not. Reggie's not. Arnold's not. Liz isn't. None of us are. You are. And so it's up to you to take the ship, guide it, make it work, and take it to where it needs to go, because it's your time, it's your place, and it's your year. Stay tuned. Next week we'll be back live here on USA Radio Networks. And don't miss it, because we'll be here and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Back this time. Three shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work, connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.